at every level of life, in relationship, in marriage, in family. It's partners working together. But beyond that, as a church, we can't do what we're called to do on our own. There needs to be a partnership.
It doesn't matter what you've done in the past, God loves you completely. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, hear how one couple's dedication to sharing God's unconditional love and forgiveness changes lives every day.
Let's go over to the 112th Psalm, where it said, "It is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor." Let's go where that was written in Psalms 112. And here is the profile of a man that lives in the blessing of the Lord. This is what grace produces. This is the image that God has for all men for all time. And it doesn't, it's not something that's to take place after you die and go to heaven. You are these things now. You're the righteousness of God now. Son, beloved, what manner of love God has bestowed upon us that we should be called, the sons of God. To be called of God is not, "Hey, come here." That's not being called of God. It has to do with that. But he calls things that be not as though they were, and they are. I'm not called of God to come over here and act like a prophet and teacher. No. Before the foundation of the world, that's what he called me. And that's what I am. When I answered that calling, then I allowed myself to be put in the hands of the Holy Spirit and molded into that image of me that he has before the foundation of the world. And before that foundation of the world, the scripture teaches us that every man born of woman, God's plan was that he be richer than his wildest imagination, blessed with all blessings in heavenly places, blameless in the eyes of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now I'll tell you, you can get hooked on reading this 112th Psalm. And you should be hooked on it. It's talking about you. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed. Oh, the blessing of the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears or highly reverences and worships the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. This is a man that rejoices and actually delights and loves to hear God command him, because he's begun to learn and know that when God commands me, glory to God, I'm going to be there when he gets it done. And I walk in the commandment of love. Now, what about that? Well, I place my love upon him. What does that mean? Well, read the 91st Psalm sometime. Because he has placed his love upon me, and because he knows my name, I'll be with him in a time of trouble. I will deliver him and show him my salvation. And with long life, I'll satisfy. Yes. Not only a long life, but a satisfied life. Amen. You think I'm gonna argue with the commandment of love? Whew. No, man, get in it. Receive it as a command. Delight in it. It may chap your old flesh there for a while, slap your own jaws, get up, put a smile on your face, and say, "Come on, boy, we got a job to do here." We're going to get to see the Holy Ghost move. We're going to get to see a place prosper that was dying in poverty. Yeah. I've seen it. In more places than one. I'll show you a couple of things before we close today. Now notice this. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. Wow. Mighty. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. His whole generation was blessed because of him. Man. Now, this third verse. After you read this third verse, if you're still going to argue with me over money and God's desire for his people to have wealth, God is for you having wealth. What he's against is you being covetous and loving money and trusting in it. He gives it to you to enjoy. Let me tell you something. And in 1 Timothy 6, he said he gives us all things richly to enjoy. But the scripture says in 1 John, love not the world nor the things in the world. Well, see there, Brother Copeland, that means you ain't supposed to have anything. He didn't say that. He said, don't love them. That's right, Brother Copeland. Well, then why you come tell me you love your new car? I just love my new car. Don't you love my new car? Don't you love my coat? No, I don't love your coat. He didn't give me the coat to love. He didn't give me the car to love. He gave it to me to enjoy.
Amen. I do enjoy it.
He gave me people to love. And I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind and strength. And Brother Copeland, that's just kind of being picky. No, no, no. It is to train us to grow a respect and be very, very meaningful and aware of the way we use the word love, because God is love. And God loves me, and God loves you. And if you just sling it around in every direction, well, I love pudding. You notice I said pudding? I'm north of the border, you understand? It's really pudding. You just head a little south down closer to the house. It's pudding. Still sounds better. It's when we develop a consciousness of God instead of a sin consciousness, a God inside me awareness, a God for me and not against me, and a greater one that is in me is for me and strengthening me. This is the renewing of the mind and develops your consciousness in these areas, and you get to where the devil can't blindside you and jerk you off out and lead you around by your flesh until he beats you up a while before you ever wake up to what's going on. If you still going to argue with me in this area after reading verse 3, you're either not very smart, you can't read, or you're dishonest. Well, there ain't nobody in here qualifies for any one of those three. I know you're smart, I know you can read, and I know you'd never be dishonest. Look at this. Riches, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Here is a man that has a house. It is full of wealth and riches, and his righteousness is still intact.
Yeah, that's good.
Huh? Oh, you want me to tell you a secret right now? The devil left just before we read that. He absolutely can't stand the sound of that. Because the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, and he's got money enough to carry it out. Isn't that good? And the whole generation around him is blessed because he delights in God and his word. Now notice what else about this man. This is a profile. This is what God thinks when he hears your name. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. Somebody cries out, "Oh, Brother Copeland, what are we going to do?" That's the wrong question. "Oh, Brother Copeland, let's praise God, and God will show us what to do."
Way back in the beginning, when our life got turned around, it was through Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we learned how to stand on the Word and believe God for miracles. Full gospel businessman. I was 25 years old, and I go to this meeting where there's a Catholic, which I was raised, doctor, which I'm a dentist now, and he's telling about miracles, which I just believed every word he said. Wow. And at the end of his message, he quoted Acts 1:8, "When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you receive power to be my witness." He said, "Anybody want that? Come on up here." Well, I thought witness meant talking. So yeah, that's me. I went to the front. He prayed a simple prayer for me. I was filled with the Holy Ghost. My hands fell up in the air. I began to praise God. I couldn't understand what I was saying. Never heard of praying in tongues before. But here I was praying in tongues. And I knew I got what I asked for, which was power to speak. I couldn't talk before that. Now I wouldn't shut up. And it's, you know, people say, "Well, did God heal your stuttering?" He gave me power to speak. And out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth spoke. So I just kept my heart full of Jesus. There's this one night, it was a few months later, one of the speakers for the banquet, they asked if we would put him up in, or if we would have a like coffee after the meeting at our house. So we had all these people over at the house, and as he was leaving, he drove away and he turned around and drove back. He said, "God told me to give you this." And he gave me 7 cassette tapes by 1979 West Coast Believers Conference, Kenneth Copeland on righteousness. Changed my life. Absolutely. I wore those things out. I could have recited that whole thing for you. And I just became just absolutely addicted to the Word of God. I made a phone call not too long after that. And I'd like to order some of Kenneth Copeland's, you know, resources. And what would you like? Everything. Everything. They sent boxes of stuff up to Williams Lake. And I think I ordered like 20 Bibles in there, and I was giving Bibles out to everybody. And I pretty well memorized everything that he had.
We had started leading a Bible study. It was just a small little Bible study in my parents' basement. And people started coming, and then it started growing out of about 8 people. Soon we would have 70, 80 people in a basement, which wasn't supposed to happen. I remembered somebody asked John the question, "What is the best use of your life? You could do dentistry forever. You could be involved in this outreach organization. You can do this, you can do that. But what do you feel is the best?" And for John, it was a one-word answer: church. You know, you don't usually walk away from dentistry very readily after all of that hard work of becoming a dentist, and yet so sensed destiny and the call of God on our lives. And so John hung up his dental drills, and 25 years ago we launched out and pastored a church. God really took our mess and has given us a message. We're passionate about teaching family and relationships.
I'm not going to preach something to you that doesn't work in my life. And I think the world looks at us and says, until I see that Bible working in your life, don't preach it from your pulpit. Okay? And so it's got to work in our home. It's got to work in our family. It's got to work with the struggles that everybody goes through. And everybody deals with struggles. I did not want to ever accept that I'm a victim of, "Oh, poor me." Instead, let's take the Word of God and let's deal with this. But usually the Word of God starts to deal with you, and it changes you.
Partnership is a very important word to us, because I have certainly realized at every level of life, in relationship, in marriage, in family, it's partners working together. But beyond that, as a church, we can't do what we're called to do on our own. There needs to be a partnership.
You know, Kenneth Copeland Ministries and different ministries that are built on the Word of God. It's like we can partner together. It's not our own little thing. It's so much bigger than us.
Now, faith is the substance, the materiality, the coming into being of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Faith is evidence of things not seen. You know, if you bring into court of law evidence, that is to prove that somebody's guilty or somebody's innocent or somebody's done you wrong or whatever, that's evidence. Our evidence is our faith. Our faith in the Word of God. Our faith in believing God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6 says, without faith. You think, I don't want to hear about faith. I'm tired of faith. They're always talking about faith. Well, why? Because everything works by faith. If you're going to get good things supernaturally, you're going to have faith. You're going to have belief in the Word of God in order to give God something to work with on your behalf. When we give Him our faith, our believing, it gives Him something to work with. It opens the door for Him to come into our bodies and heal us. It opens the door for Him to provide, to make provision for us, to get that best job that we need, to send money, to get us the house that we need, the car that we need. Those things are substance, but faith is the substance of that house that you hope for. Oh, I like that. I never said that before. I like it. Faith is the substance of that car that you need. Faith is the substance of the salvation of your children. Faith, oh, I like that so much. Faith is what salvation is made out of when you're believing. Faith is what the blessing of the natural things in life that you need. Faith is the substance of a house that you need. Faith is the substance of that car that you need. I'm preaching myself plumb happy. Faith brings into the here and now, into materiality, the things that God has promised in His Word. I mean, this Word is full of promises, but if nobody releases faith, nobody releases faith for healing, for instance, healing's not going to come supernaturally.
If it weren't for Kenneth Copeland Ministries, I probably wouldn't be alive today. So just, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I've had not a good past always. I got into a bit of trouble and things like that. And just everything I've studied and learned through being a partner from Brother Copeland, Sister Copeland, has really just helped me and brought me through to being physically alive and being able to walk and get out of a bed now. And for my wife, for us to be pregnant as well, just standing on the Word like Brother Copeland taught. So most of the things we have in life is because of their teaching, what God has taught us through them. So once I heard what Brother Copeland was preaching, that is different. I've never heard someone speak with such conviction of the Word, someone saying that you can know God, someone saying that you can trust God, He's always there. I was taught and religion just was a completely different story to me. So when I heard the truth, it really just went into my spirit. And I need more of what Brother Copeland is preaching. That just got me and stirred me and woke something up on the inside of me.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries reaches out to those incarcerated, isolated, and alone, sending hope and love to men and women whose lives are being transformed by the power of God and His Word. Thanks to the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, last year alone, free teaching materials and product were sent to prison chaplains, including 70,339 Bibles, 101,463 faith-to-faith daily devotionals, and 455,329 other resources. Prisoners received free of charge 6,581 partnership materials, 14,004 faith-to-faith devotionals, and 13,485 salvation books. Every month, Kenneth Copeland Ministries receives an average of 19,337 letters from prisoners. Thousands have become partners with the ministry, including 61,650 in the U.S., 1,141 in the Ukraine, 1,200 in Europe, 500 in Canada, 3,599 in South Africa, 484 in Australia, and 334 in Asia. Kenneth Copeland Ministries continues to partner with Mike Barber and others to hold crusades, conferences, and meetings. KCM also has established Operation Equip, a quarterly Bible study for prisoners, and it also provides helpful tools for men and women once they are released. The evidence of changed lives comes from the testimony of inmates themselves.
I'm in prison, but God's speaking to me. I'm hearing from God, and it's changing me from the inside out.
I just fell on my knees and just started thanking the Lord because of the tremendous way that He can work in a person's life.
I literally felt a physical hand come down in my chest and it just pulled all that stress up out of me.
Lives are being changed forever, and men and women are experiencing a future filled with faith, hope, and God's love. Thank you, partners, for making it possible. There are many types of partners. It takes two to tango. A partner helps you pull off the impossible. Partners for Life can change the world. Partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to resources that equip you for any of life's demands. The heartbeat of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to provide believers with the tools to overcome any challenge they face and reach their full potential. When a believer seeks God through prayer and word study and then acts on their beliefs, God's unlimited power is released, transforming their situation. Partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to over 40 years of experience and revelation in God's Word. Through partnership, our anointings combine and bring the message of faith to your family, your community, and the world. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Request your free new partner package online at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-600-7395. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help equip, encourage, and empower you to succeed in the things God has called you to do. Request your free new partner package today and begin utilizing the resources and connections made available to you through Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Through partnership in God, together, we can make a difference in this world.
The 112th Psalm, listen to this. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delights greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Right. Now, Gloria, you and I learned years ago, now you listen to this, that this 112th Psalm, look at that, wealth and riches, he has a house, it's filled with wealth and riches.
Yes, that's right.
And his righteousness is still intact forever. Wow.
He's got it all.
Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
That's right.
That's godly wealth. The world has ungodly wealth. They gather up, but they gather the sorrow with it. Now, that is the old covenant profile of a prosperous believer.
That's right.
Now let's go over here to the New Testament profile of a prosperous believer, which is taken out of the 112th Psalm because the Apostle Paul quoted it in this chapter. He said in the 8th verse, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, Christ, may abound to every good work.
Praise God.
Now, that's the New Testament profile. Now, here's where he quoted it. Now, he said, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. That's that righteousness remaining forever under the flow of the grace of God and everything it takes to be successful at everything yes. that God has put before you to do. So, that's the profile. Now, here's what you need to realize and understand. God has a plan for you to be successful in life,
right.
Not get by in life, successful in life. You need to get into that plan. Need to know all the time. Every month, you, as a partner with this ministry, you'll receive a letter from me. You will receive the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine free. Nobody has ever paid for a subscription to that magazine. We send 570,000 of those magazines around the world every month.
Could I just say something about your letter?
Yes, ma'am.
That letter comes out of the Spirit of God. Ken doesn't write anything unless it's dear partner before the anointing's there. So it's supernatural. It's a supernatural letter. I mean, you get it from God.
I don't get it out of a computer
you
and
send
have
it
somebody
to,
else write
it. No, no, it's supernatural.
And Gloria and I pray over that all the time, every month. This is just a judgment. I haven't figured it out. But about, I would say, at least 85, maybe 90% of what I preach on the broadcast, what I preach in the meetings, the seed of it comes out of that letter. And I'll begin to get something that, and sometimes it's right when I sit down to write, I write, dear partner, and here it comes. And it in its workings, and there'll be a different combination of scriptures maybe than I've seen them before. But all of this, I never write a letter. I can't. I have to stand before God on every one of them. And I have to hold that up and say, my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I did not write any word of this trying to get people to meet my needs or this ministry's needs. My needs are met by my giving.
Yes, that's right.
So, and if there's any ounce of it, any inkling of it, just throw it away and start over again. Now, back years ago when I first started, I threw away a bunch of them, man. I did it. And I'd go up and go back again. So it's to get your needs met. Now, Father, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
For all of those that you are calling to become partners with this ministry,
prosperity,
we receive them
peace.
Now. All of our longtime partners, we pray for them. And their supernatural increase.
Thank you, Lord.
All of our new partners, we pray for them and their supernatural increase.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
See you tomorrow. This is Kenneth Glory reminding you again that
Jesus is Lord.
Prisoners have frequently written to Kenneth Copeland Ministries saying, "You are the only ministry that writes to me." Kenneth Copeland Ministries receives an average of 230,000 letters from prisoners a year. That's over 7 tons of mail. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I would like to use this opportunity to thank them from the bottom of my heart. How many times when their check came, they just came to save our ministry from collapse.